House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson covered lots of ground on Saturday. Farm Forum attendees applauded when Peterson said his district got the most money in the market facilitation program. Peterson said he hasn't criticized the MFP, although he may have done things differently, because the money was needed in farm country. Now the question is if there will be a third round of MFP payments.
We'll see in October what going on. You know, has this trade stuff turned around? Have the prices turned around? Problem with these facilitation payments is now everybody knows what the CCC was. These payments, I'm afraid, will come back and haunt us. But it is what it is, and we'll have to deal with it.
He also addressed the Conservation Reserve Program sign-up, answered questions on rural health care, school funding, and also how long it took him to get into a leadership role in the House Agriculture Committee. In an interview with the Red River Farm Network, Peterson said USDA will address quality loss and disaster aid.
It's complicated, and it's more subjective, so they're taking their time on the quality loss stuff.
There are still unknowns on exactly how the disaster aid will be divided among the three local sugar cooperatives.
Crystal is a much bigger company than MNDAC and Southern Min. But I think MNDAC was hit just as hard as Crystal. And Southern Min had the problem actually in 18. They had a really bad year in 18. So it's been a problem for all of the Serbi guys. So this is a big deal.
A crowd of about 50 people gathered to hear Peterson at the forum. American Crystal Sugar Company board member and farmer Cindy Polskamp drove all the way from Hillsboro, North Dakota to attend.
I came over here because I wanted to hear what they were hearing in this area, but also share with people around here how well he's respected out in D.C.
Peterson announced re-election plans on Friday. Right now, he only has plans to run for another two-year term.
You know, I'm going to run for 2 years. I'm going to do a good job for 2 years, and then we'll see what happens.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.